The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene Marks, thanks for joining us.
You know what? I could just send you the biggest virtual hug, so I'm going to.
Well, it is electronic greeting card day, so you can send him an electronic greeting card with a big hug.
I'm sending a big, squeezy, smushy hug.
Sending one back, Roro.
Oh, you two get a room, Rolene. Tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods.
Well, not a good way to start off the weekend. We have a morning terror attack at the Gush Etzion Junction in the Shtachim, or depending on where our listeners are, whether you believe in the Shtachim, the West Bank, the disputed territories. It's at the Gush Etzion Junction. It has left two people moderately wounded. What we do know is that there was a car ramming attack near Efrat. Two Israelis were injured. This is being reported by Magin David Adom. They're injured lightly. The terrorists then got out of the vehicle and attempted to stab an IDF officer, who then neutralized the terrorist by shooting him. And we know that the victims, one is a 70-year-old male who is suffering from a moderate head injury, and a 35-year-old male lightly wounded.
Well, in terms of what it could have been, it was almost a diverted attack. It wasn't as bad as it could have been.
It wasn't as bad as it could have been, thank goodness. Thank goodness we do have very alert soldiers, and this is why we do need these checkpoints and outposts, so that our soldiers can protect us from situations like this. And this is, I think, now nearly over 2 years of a wave of terror, which started with stabbings and our car ramming attacks, random shootings, a very, very frightening phenomenon. And in my opinion, a phenomenon that has spawned copycat attacks around the world, as we've seen over the last year or so.
And of course, a very frightening form of terrorism, where it's using everyday objects, vehicles, to carry out these attacks, and you never know where or when it's coming from.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's the perennial question: how do we stop lone wolf terror attacks? And I think back to the early days of what we call the Gal Terror, when things were really, really intense. We were walking around with wooden coat hangers and mace and even rolling pins, trying to do anything we could to protect ourselves. Thank goodness it is now, incidents are not as intense as they were, but we are always, always vigilant.
Yeah, and it's almost now back to those days where every single individual has to be on the lookout all the time. Rolene, what else have you got for us?
Well, I had to read this headline twice when I saw this, but apparently, for the first time, sharks have been sighted off the coast of Khadera.
I thought they were playing in Australia.
If you knew about sorry. Rugby, I could say it on air. I don't know if I'm allowed to say it on air because it is family radio. But all I know about rugby is that it's a game played by men with odd-shaped balls. I mean, they're not round. They have this funny shape.
Don't forget, half of them are loose forwards.
And hookers. I mean, really? What kind of a game is this? I also don't understand the logic that if the big guy with the ball is running towards you, why do you run towards him? Shouldn't you be running away? I don't get it.
Especially if you're the smallest guy on the field.
Especially if you're the smallest guy on the field. It just makes absolutely no sense to me. That's why, for me, I stick to our national sport, which is debating and kibitzing. But these particular sharks were of the aquatic kind, and they were spotted off the coast of Khadera. And apparently, I mean, who can blame them? They are attracted to the power plant in Khadera because the surrounding water is heated.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I didn't know that sharks preferred heated swimming in winter.
Oh, well, I mean, shame. They also get cold too. You know that thing, if they're cold, bring them in. They're cold too, so bring them inside, then warm them up, yes?
No, I didn't know that about
sharks.
Well,
I don't know if these were alleged Mossad spy sharks, loan sharks, but I do know that they were of the aquatic kind and are having a schmooze around Khadera.
Yeah, apparently they are attracted to the warmer water. So in Cape Town, you find them on the one side
Yes, and you find them a lot in Durban.
Yeah, and in, on the Durban side, but not so much on the other side, the Atlantic side. All right, so sharks in Israel.
Sharks in Israel. I mean, listen, rumor has it that we can be quite sharky when it comes to business. You know, very competitive country here, but not this kind of shark. Very, very interesting.
Yeah, you know what I'd rather do? I'd rather run towards the big guy with the ball on the rugby field than have one of them approach me in the water.
I'm with you on that one.
at least there's a vague chance of survival. What else has what's the reaction in Israel to Zimbabwe? Any impact or significance there?
Well, basically, the foreign ministry has advised Jews and Israelis to stay indoors. They said they haven't heard or haven't received any reports that of violence or that it has affected them personally, but they have advised Israelis not to go to Zimbabwe at the moment until tensions calm down, and have advised members of the Jewish community, which I think there are less than 200.
Wow.
That's how small the community is. And just to be on the safe side, just to be cautious and perhaps stay inside.
Yeah, they could probably do a rescue mission with a single small plane.
Probably. It's actually quite sad that the once robust and thriving Zim Jewish community has now dwindled down to literally more than a handful.
But I think you have to take that as a warning sign. When the Jews leave a country, you must know it's the forerunner to something big.
Well, absolutely. You know, there's I can't remember who said it, but they did say you can tell a lot about a country by the way that it treats its Jews. Mm. And as you say, when the Jews start to leave, it is a harbinger of things to come.
Yeah. Raleen, what else have you got for us?
Well, I know that a lot of people have wanted to know why there isn't just an injection that melts fat. It's the easy way to lose weight. I mean, we can't keep up with the banting and the paleo and the cutting this and the whatever that diet. You know, it's all just, you know, it's too much balagan.
Yes, please tell me you have an answer for us.
Apparently, Raziel Therapeutics, an Israeli-owned company, has come up with an injection that is about to be tested and does look that it will perhaps bring in the billions to the fat fighting industry. They have come up with an injection that melts fat. And apparently the drug does two things when it's injected. It removes the fat cells, and then it postpones the growth of new fat cells. So it's quite remarkable. It has been tested quite successfully, and a lot predict that this will bring in billions, especially in the U.S. where there is a very high level of obesity. And you can't target specific areas in the body, and it's not like a pill that takes a while. They say this lasts for a limited period of time, like from 6 to 9 months. I mean, to me, it sounds like a little bit of like Botox.
It does. It sounds like Botox in reverse.
But does it? Does it like attack like the fats inside, like for example in your arteries, or does it only like attack the surface fats?
It's the surface fat. So what they have discovered through testing is that it has shown a 30 to 50% reduction in subcutaneous fat on the site where it has been treated. So you don't know. This could be like quite an amazing discovery. But they are warning. The scientists who have discovered this, who are testing this, have warned that it doesn't last forever. The body finds ways to recover. So you either need to go back to your doctor regularly for new shots, or you need to stick to a diet and exercise regimen. But they honestly believe that this will be available like Botox, except I don't think GPs will administer Botox. But they reckon that this type of injection, once it has been clinically approved or FDA approved, will be able to be administered from your physician.
That sounds like people are going to be queuing up to test that one. We were just talking to Itai Melchior yesterday, the ambassador for the Trade Commission. He's about to end his term here and head back to Israel, but it would be interesting to see what happens with the importing and distribution of that particular one in South Africa.
Absolutely, this is going to be a very, very, very interesting one to watch.
Yeah, and the what they call the aesthetics industry is huge here. South Africa has been known as the destination for cosmetic tourism.
Well, don't you know you go on safari and come back looking extremely rested?
Yeah, you go looking for hippopotamuses and you come back looking like a Bambi.
There you go. 10 years younger. Who knew that animals had that kind of effect? But, you know, I say if it makes you feel good, do it.
Oh, absolutely. And we're talking about feel good from whose perspective? Israeli reaction to Zimbabwe. One of our listeners, Lauren, says Israeli reaction to Zim, don't listen to your wife. Proven again.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they say, though? The relationship between them is electric, and there by the grace go all of us.
Yeah, and Robert's proven twice. He's fallen from grace once and now
Bob.
Again. Well, Bob.
You know, in all seriousness, at 93, I mean, who needs the stress of running a country?
Apparently he likes it. Maybe it keeps him going. Maybe it's like, like a pacemaker, but an external one. It just keeps starting him up again. Stress.
I'll tell you what his biggest problem was. He never learned to knit.
He really needs a new hobby.
He needs
macrame,
a new hobby.
Knitting, paint bun numbers.
Anything.
But really, it's time to step down and let the new generation come in. And I really am hoping and praying for peaceful resolution to the situation in Zimbabwe and a solution for the highest good of her citizens.
Yeah. Raylene Marks, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for the Israel report. The time is just about to go on to 8 o'clock, and it'll be time for your news at 8.